Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team.
All right, boys. Going to hit the skins here in a moment, but I have to show you the hot tub there in the background. And, of course, you can get it off of Bakker's Cakes.
Very nice.
Can you guys hear that silly feng shui, the water?
Yeah.
You can hear it?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, okay, good.
I definitely can hear it.
I'm definitely just wasting money on electricity running that thing through the show.
Right.
But whatever. get that. It's a McKenna model, I think. Whatever. When you go there, just tell them you want the big silly that EB got, and they'll take care of you.
That's nice. What's that, about an 8-seater, or is that more?
Well, they had about 9 kids in there last night. They were social distancing in the hot tub.
Right. right.
Yeah,
9
sure,
kids.
Sure,
or they've been 6 inches away, not 6 feet.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do, man? It's been 5 months of this.
I know.
Valdez is asking for the Drooper power lines. When are those going to be featured?
I'm telling you, those Droopers, they got
the front yard.
Those are in the front yard, and those got tightened up. He's going to be very disappointed next time they have Valdez over to the crib.
Now, the guy who lives right behind you there,
yeah.
Do you know that guy pretty
that
well?
That used to be doctor. He was a doctor and a lawyer. What do you call those people? I mean, he was a doctor and a lawyer.
He went to med school and law school?
Yes. Yes.
What?
He was a great guy.
That's preposterous.
Great guy. But, he passed away in his sleep. Poor guy. And
well, if you're going to go, that's the way you want
to
go.
That's the way to go. The guy that I bought the house from slipped and fell on the ice and donked off. My guy next door to me, this guy was so nice. God, I'm forgetting.
Everyone dies on that street.
Everyone just dies. My mailman, Ron, called in all the time. He stopped this route because everybody was dying around here.
It was bad juju out there.
He said it was too sad. The guy down over the corner, he had like a brain tumor. I mean, people were just donking off.
Well, that's what happens when you live around a bunch of old people.
That guy around the corner was like my age. Michelle. Another guy had a heart attack, donked off, younger than me. But anyway.
So everyone in your neighborhood dies. Everyone in my neighborhood either gets arrested or divorces.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right. No, that guy donked off, and it's a rental.
So gotcha.
The good news is they're actually, shocker, Mormons that are renting right there.
Uh-huh.
And so whenever the kids have a few people over, that's a great excuse to keep it down. I got Mormons living right over there. They don't want to hear,
hoot and holler.
Juice World cranked up,
But do they keep it down?
Yeah, reasonably. Pretty good.
So no complaints. Good. No complaints from the BYU fans.
I haven't had the popo out here yet.
Right. Okay.
But I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure it's coming.
Let's hope.
So, all right. You want to get into the hitting the skins? I can't hear the music. Hitting the skins. What's happening to the team?
We're going to keep that. We're going to keep hitting the skins for a while until we come up with a better replacement.
Right. I agree, Cakes. All right. Let me see. It's interesting. I got two articles here about the Washington football team regarding the quarterback situation, and they're hilarious. The one is Ron Rivera reiterates his excitement. This is a headline from NBC Sports Washington, Peter Haley's column here. Ron Rivera reiterates his excitement for the pure competition between Dwayne Haskins and Kyle Allen. Mm-hmm. And then the other article, also on NBC Sports Washington. This one is from Josh Alper, actually, for Pro Football Talk. It says, if Alex Smith passes the physical, Ron Rivera says he's part of the equation. So
there's all kinds of stuff going on.
Who knows what's going on there? But
let me ask you this. Were they all – they all reported either yesterday or the day before, correct, over to Ashburn? Was Alex Smith there? I assume he was.
I mean, I guess that's why they put him on the PUP list.
So
I guess he's been cleared by his surgical team and his doctors. And I don't know. I guess that means when you put you on the PUP list that you, in theory, failed your physical. But they want to – I guess he needs to be cleared for the football aspect of it. And if he does, Ron Rivera says, you know, the fact of the matter is he's part of the equation. And, I mean, you know, it certainly sounds – he's talking a good game, Rivera. And you can see why Haskins was on his ass working, you know, his tail off this offseason, knowing he's got Kyle Allen breathing down his throat. You know, anytime the coach brings in his guy, you got to be a little concerned. Right? You've never played for Rivera before. He just brought in his guy that started, what, 8, 9, 10 games for him last year. And then you've got, you know, a former Pro Bowler in Alex Smith behind you. So, you know, it's really going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I assume, and I've assumed all along, that Haskins is going to be the guy, and they're just going to let him roll with it because they have low expectations anyway. But does anybody here think that Rivera's truly going to have an open competition and Keenan Allen or Alex Smith? Does anybody think that? Let's just say Kyle Allen. Does anybody think that?
I think he's going to have a competition.
I'm sure they
can they beat him out?
More talented.
When he took the job, I'm sure he assumed that Alex Smith was never going to get cleared. All right?
Right.
So that's kind of a wrinkle. But I'm sure he's got a depth chart in his mind. He's got to. But
you know what? Like, a lot of these guys are coaches.
Let's see how mobile and good Alex is.
They actually don't really necessarily think long term. They just want to win football games. So what if, I mean.
And they also he hasn't seen any players in the offseason. I mean, there was no team practices. There was no OTAs.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing that Kyle Allen is going to come into camp and be more impressive than Haskins. If that happens, I'm completely and utterly shocked.
The only way is that, look, Kyle Allen is a great athlete, and you know he's an NFL caliber player, and Rivera knows him. And who is it? Is it Scott Turner that loves him? Who did we have on? Was it JP Finley or somebody says, yeah, Turner loves him. And they know his skill set. Mm-hmm. And if Haskins struggles a little bit, listen, I'm pro Haskins. I want them to start Haskins. I want Haskins to be a 5-time Pro Bowler here. But I'm just asking you, is there a scenario where Rivera is just a football coach who just wants to win games? He's not interested in your narrative, and you know, he doesn't care any more about Dwayne Haskins than he does about Kyle Allen. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're all football players to him.
Yeah.
They're just chess pieces.
To me, Kyle Allen is a good backup. And
yeah, I know you're not a Kyle Allen guy.
Well, I mean, I just look.
But
you are who you are. I mean, if you're undrafted, how many guys who are undrafted go on to start games? It just rarely happens.
True, but he already has, and they already like him. They like him enough. They brought him in.
They like
him. One of the first moves they did.
Yeah, they like him.
They lost.
I can't imagine they like him enough where they say, "All right, he clearly is their number one."
Right. Right.
I mean, Haskins would have to really suck.
Right.
Yeah, you'd have to be all sorts of terrible for Kyle Allen to win the starting job.
I could be wrong. I mean, that's just my opinion.
All right, let's hear from Ron. Valdez says he actually has the quotes from Ron about Alex and the quarterback competition.
Well, again, I still think it's a competition, mostly because we'll have a longer period of time than I had anticipated to get ready to roll. So, again, it's going to be pure competition. I like the fact that, you know, we've got a good group of guys that will push one another. And, you know, I think the big thing, more than anything else, is it's going to be about, you know, how each guy develops over the period of time. I mean, we've got a little bit more time. The one downfall is we don't have any preseason games. So, again, we're going to have to try and create as many game-like situations in our practices as possible so we can get a good evaluation of our quarterbacks.
I think that's what he has to say. It's mostly coach speak.
So you're saying it's just coach speak at the end of the day.
I think they're heavily leaning towards Dwayne Haskins. Like, let's say they were exactly the same in training camp. they would go with Haskins.
Agreed.
And I just think that he's going to say those things because you want to have competition at every spot. But deep down, he knows, he's scouted the guys, that Dwayne Haskins is more talented. And
all right,
so
what about this? I agree with the general sentiment. But what if Kyle Allen is 10, 20% better?
Well, then you go with Kyle Allen. I mean,
10% better.
Because to me, if he's better, go with him.
5% better.
I mean, then
I'm just asking, where's the line? I'm asking, where's the line?
Determine a 5% better.
Well, you know what? He knows the offense better. Their arms are roughly equivalent. Haskins is a better athlete, but he knows the offense better.
If he's 1% better, he should play him. Yeah. I mean, if he's any better.
I don't think that's what always happens.
I have another clip where Ron kind of follows up on Alex Smith being a part of the competition.
Okay, good.
Well, we compete. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. You know, we got a bit of good news that if he had passed the physical, as far as his doctors were concerned, that he could resume action. And now, you know, he's got to pass the football physical for us. But if that happens, again, I think this is a guy that becomes part of our equation. I mean, it's, you know, it's the truth of the matter is that he'll be part of a competition going forward.
Mm. It's so interesting that he designates the football physical part of it. It reminds me of Shanny when he was here and Haynesworth had to pass the running test.
The conditioning test, yeah.
So what is the is he saying he passed the, you know, when he hit the stethoscope on his knee trick and the leg popped out, that part? What is the football physical? I've never heard the football physical.
I hate that part of the physical, by the way. Yeah. I get so nervous every time the doc is about to hit my knee. I hate it.
Yeah. Well, the one I hate is when you go to the eye doctor and they blow the air in your eyeball.
Oh, I'd rather they do that all day long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't even sit still when I know that air's coming. I keep lurching back. Then it hits you like a gunshot.
Sure. It's tough. Yeah.
I just want, what's he talking about the football? I wish someone would ask him specifically, J.P. Finley or Pete Haley next time. Maybe I need to get on the Zoom call.
Get on that Zoom call.
On the Zoom call. What is the football? What physical did Alex Smith pass yesterday with the Redskins? What did you
I'm surprised
did you
that
tap
wasn't,
his knee?
I'm surprised that wasn't asked.
Yeah, did you listen to his ticker? He's got good blood pressure? Or what's the football part of the physical? What do you guys do? Do you tackle him or something?
The non-football part is they looked at the bone scan. They looked at the CT scan. They looked at all of that stuff.
All right, so what's the football part?
And he's fine. I think the football part, personally, is the dropping back and all the different things that they do.
But that's
do
not a physical. That's not a physical.
I know, but I think that that's what they're throwing in there. Can he run on the football field to the level that we believe he needs to be able to run?
I'm just calling shenanigans on a football physical. I've never heard a football physical before.
Yeah, I have a quote, and maybe it'll help explain it.
Yeah.
We feel pretty confident in what they've done. You know, we thought they both had very good off-season in terms of rehab programs. They both look extremely well, extremely good right now, but again, you really don't know until you get them out on the field pounding, doing football-specific drills, and then we got to see how their injuries react. Again, this is just all part of being able to pass a football physical.
There you go.
There you go. The football drills, the dropping back.
Yeah, it makes
going
sense.
Side to side and making.
I don't know.
Throws.
It's the first I've ever heard of a football physical. I've heard of he passed his physical. We signed him to the contract, and now he's out working out with the team.
Well, you just haven't paid attention. Every team has to deal with it. You're just paying attention.
They all
now
deal with injuries, sure.
Because it's a starting quarterback.
But Dr. Andrews cleared him and our Redskins doctors looked at him. They cleared him, and he's out there practicing.
Yeah, but sometimes there's stages. There's the guys who are working out on the side and then 100%. They work their way up on the field.
But so. They never called that the physical.
Well, it's just
I'm
what
getting
doing
caught
now.
Up in the word the physical.
Yeah, we'll come back with more.
Are.
Phone number is 800-636-1067 as we talk about the Washington football team here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106. Having the Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. And as we were playing the Ron Rivera clips of the quarterback competition and talking about Haskins and talking about Kyle Allen and even throwing Alex Smith into the equation, I thought we could play this game. I think we've played this game before. But let's play the guess how many games they start game. So if you want to bet right now, we don't have to put money on it. And we can open up the callers, 800-636-1067. You just heard from Ron Rivera as to what he says about the quarterback competition. We've been kicking around Kyle Allen, Dwayne Haskins, and even Alex Smith. What is your breakdown? Here's going to be my breakdown. 16 games. I believe Dwayne Haskins will be the starter at the beginning of the season. I think that Kyle Allen is going to take over at some point. I'm going to go 6 Haskins.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go 6 for Kyle Allen, and that's going to leave 4, believe it or not, for Alex Smith in the end.
Oh, my God.
What? You're nuts.
Oh, my God.
What is your breakdown?
I will go next. I will say that Dwayne Haskins starts the season, and he plays 14 games. He misses 2 due to injury, and Kyle Allen gets the mop-up duty, and Alex Smith plays 0 games.
Yeah. Can I go next?
Yeah.
All right, they're only going to play 8 games, so I'm going to say Haskins plays 6 and Kyle Allen plays 2.
So that kind of means that Haskins isn't delivering, right?
Well, it could be injury or, you know, whatever. I don't know what the reason will be. It's probably going to be injury, but I say 6 and 2.
I'll be shocked if Alex Smith starts.
Maybe
8
and 2.
So I'm going to rule him out. I think that the NFL is going to plow through. And they'll get to the finish line. I'm going to say, this is dumb. I'm going to say Haskins starts all 16. How about that?
I think that's a good possibility.
I'm going to say he starts all 16. You know, the thing is injury. You know, I'm fairly bullish on Haskins, actually. Maybe I'm just, you know, I always get this way. Come this time of year, I get a little bit more bullish.
Sure.
I still think they're only going to win 5-6 games, but I don't know.
And we don't really talk about this enough. We really don't, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had any offseason. He hasn't thrown to any receivers.
Sure, he has. A bunch of high school guys. Bullets.
I'm talking about in practice.
Throwing to Antonio Brown.
Right? They haven't had any practices with the team. He hasn't, you know, performed in front of the coaches. They're not going to play any preseason games. I'm telling you. You're going to see some dicey, at best, quarterback play, especially from the young guys.
I think we heard from Lombardi a couple days ago that once they start the padded practices, it's like an hour-long practice.
Yeah, well, it's quick.
I just think you're going to see some really shoddy play, especially from the younger quarterbacks. So just be prepared for that. The vets obviously have the advantage there, but don't be surprised if the young guys like Haskins just look like butt in the first month.
I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I mean, look, I'm kind of doing a bit there where I've got 6, 6, and 4, but I kind of feel like Alex is going to make the team. Because I think he's going to pass the football activities. Whatever they do on the football side, I think that he's going to pass them.
So what are they going to do? They're going to pay him $20 million a year? They're going to pay him $20
million. They could restructure. I could see him restructuring.
I mean, I think they were expecting to do that anyway.
Yeah, I think that – well, maybe not this early. I think that – because he's actually – if he was just the starter, that's a cap-friendly number, I think,
yeah,
right?
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
So I don't think they were necessarily looking to restructure that. But given the – and the other good thing is, you know, Haskins is on a rookie deal. It's not like they're paying Haskins $20 million a year.
No.
So they don't have to necessarily restructure it a lot.
But you're not going to sit a guy who's making $20 million a year. He's not going to be your backup
at
$20
million. Well, that certainly wasn't the plan, Jason.
I find that really hard to believe that's no
I think they're going to restructure it, but, I'm still going to get some good coin out of the season.
Let's do a recap. I've got Haskins playing 6 games. Now, Jason has Haskins, I think, playing 6 games based on an 8-game season. But let's just say it was a 16-game season, Jason. Give me your numbers for a 16-game season.
He'd play 12.
Okay, so you think he's going to play the
12
majority?
12 or 13, yeah, majority.
Is that because of injury? The rolling ankle or something? Or because of ineffectiveness?
No, I don't know.
Well. I just don't think 14.
It's rare that quarterbacks play all 16, especially
it
young
is
guys.
Rare.
You
it is rare.
14. So really none of you believe that he's going to be benched for ineffectiveness and benched because they just want to see Kyle Allen in there. With the offense,
I'm somewhat bullish on Haskins.
I can see that.
I'm not saying he's going to be a Pro Bowler, but I think he's going to make some. How can he not make strides from last season?
JP,
last
he
season,
absolutely could be benched for ineffectiveness. Absolutely, it could happen.
Yeah, I think totally he could. Will. Like I guess I'm the opposite of bullish. Is that bearish?
That is bearish. Yes,
I just think new regime, new coach, kind of the factors which Jason talks about. You're not getting much work in the preseason and training camp. Eventually, I think he's going to struggle. The team's going to struggle. Look, they're not doing him any favors. They don't have much help in terms of weapons. Unless Antonio Gandy-Golden is some star, who's their number two receiver?
Well, they have to rely on the rookies. They have to rely on Gandy-Golden and Antonio Gibson to work both as a running back and like as a slot receiver.
Doesn't have any tight ends to speak of. I think he's going to struggle. Though he did show some flashes last year, gets sacked a lot. I'm sure the offensive line is going to be bad. I think it's going to be a bad offense. And at some point when you're losing and it's a bad offense, sometimes a head coach just makes a switch to see if something will stick on the other side. And he knows Kyle Allen. So if they get off to a 1-5 start, which I think is very conceivable, look at the schedule. They could easily be 1-5. I think he pulls the plug and goes to Allen and then just sees what happens.
Well, I mean, and the worst thing, I'm going to harp on it until the season starts. The worst thing for a young quarterback, a second-year quarterback, is to play in a new system and not be able to actually play in it.
True. Right, he's got to get reps.
because of COVID. So he's got no reps in a new system. It's the worst thing for him. It's bad luck for him, but he's going to have to battle through it.
Yeah, I don't know. You want to take some calls? I like it if any of it, Skins fans want to chime in. Assuming they play a 16-game season, how many starts do you think Dwayne Haskins gets? I think it's a good question to throw out there. I'd be curious to see do you think most Skins fans are bullish on Haskins? Or because it can't be lobbying truly for Kyle Allen, right? They can't be lobbying for him. And I don't think there's a single fan that really wants Alex to be the starting quarterback other than the personal redemption aspect of it, right? So I would assume most of the Skins Nation is behind him, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
I guess most Washington football team fans want Haskins to succeed because you want your first round picks to hit.
Right.
You don't want to press the reset button.
What percentage of Skins fans do you think have given up on him that they've decided, and this is why I didn't want to play him too soon, that you know what? I've seen enough, and he's not the guy.
Well, what
percentage of guys do you think have said that?
I mean, I
would diehards.
I'd have to guess it's low.
The guys with HTTR in there.
You haven't seen that. You haven't seen enough of him, and you certainly haven't seen him in optimal scenarios.
I mean, but fans are psycho.
I mean, maybe 10% have already punted on Haskins. I would guess most people have reserved judgment because they know that Gruden didn't want him. He was drafted, despite Gruden's objections. It was just chaos in that front office with Gruden being axed. Then Callahan takes over.
Right.
And all he wanted to do was run the ball and shorten the games.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, he couldn't have had a worse rookie season dynamics wise and support wise.
Valdez, I'd like to hear from Valdez or Drabby.
Yeah.
How many starts for Haskins?
16.
16, you're with me.
With you.
Yeah.
I'm actually one of those bullish people for Haskins, though.
Is Drabby?
Is that bullish
is
on last year's performances or bullish on his draft, where he was drafted? Bullish on the fact that it's Kyle Allen behind him and potentially Alex Smith? Like, why are you bullish on Dwayne Haskins? Or is it because he lost this weight in the offseason?
I saw signs towards the end of the season last year that he's improving. I think this year he's taking the starting position more seriously. He's dedicating himself to becoming a better quarterback. Throw that all together, I think it makes a good season for him.
Right.
Even if he doesn't have as many weapons as JP says.
Right. What about Drabby? What does Drabby think?
Well, first off, remember that Valdez always puts the Redskins over on air when he asks for an opinion of them every single time. I don't know. It's like something he does.
Is that a bit he's doing?
No, it used to be his thing.
He likes to set him up for the fall.
Yeah, like, it's just what he does.
Because he wants to see him fail.
He threw me off there by saying all 16.
I think he also likes to zig when everyone else zags.
I'm not zagging.
He always does this.
I'm going to tell you, when I saw the video of Lamar working out last year, I was impressed. See the same thing that Dwayne's doing that Lamar did last year. Look at that, Cakes. I mean,
that is some high praise.
So if you don't put it on social media, then you must not be working out.
I didn't say that, but I mean, I see him working out. I see him losing weight. I see him throwing
taking his job seriously.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, the Redskins are going to be a mediocre team. If they're that as bad as people say they are and having a top two or three pick, the likelihood of Dwayne Haskins starting 16 games is not very high. So I would say he's probably going to start around 8 to 10.
Why? They could still protect him and still
they
be
could,
bad.
But I mean, if it's like a Mitchell Trubisky situation, they're going to try something else.
I just think
he's kind of, you know, they'll get him a rope for a while.
I think they're going to be a run-heavy offense, especially early.
Huh. You guys have all said some of you guys have said they're going to win three or four games.
No, who said three?
I could see it, but I didn't predict three.
No, I predicted four or five. I think something in that range.
I think it was 5-11.
I think I was six, but I can't remember. We'd have to go look at the bet book.
No, but Drab's point is they're going to be a bad team, and nobody's going to disagree that they're going to be a bad team this year. We've talked about some of these power rankings that have them ranked dead last. So it's hard to imagine a team that's bad.
God, I hope they go.
I think the defense.
16 games.
I think the defense will be good, if not really good. I hesitate to say really good, but just because it's the Skins. But I think they're going to be good. I think that that's going to help the offense. The offense is going to struggle. Just is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got to have the youngest crop
We're just
of receivers.
Guessing.
Of course,
You're
that's
just
what we
guessing.
Do. But they've got to have the youngest crop of receivers, youngest,
do,
most inexperienced in the league.
I'm big on system, and
system.
I am.
He hadn't been able to play in a system.
I don't know anything about the system. I know, but Scott Turner's bringing into sell a system.
Oh, my gosh.
And, just give me your starting number two receiver and your starting tight end, DB. Who's going to start as the number, not the slot receiver, not Steven Sims, who's starting opposite Terry McLaurin?
GG.
Liberty University's Gandy Golden.
Okay,
yes.
So you're going to start the rookie.
He's going to have to be the guy.
Maybe he'll turn out to be another steal like Terry McLaurin was. And who's your starting tight end?
He's always said he likes
Logan
Thomas.
I do like Logan Thomas as my number one, yeah.
He was like a four-star tight end when he was coming out of high school. Now, I know that's a little bit of a
wasn't
grasper.
He's a great athlete,
so I mean, I don't know.
You know what? He just has not had a lot of opportunities in the pros.
Exactly.
He just hasn't.
The league is littered with guys that, if given the opportunity, could perform. Doesn't mean he's going to be Kittle.
Okay. It's also littered with guys who don't do much early in their careers and continue to not do much the rest of their careers.
I think there's a reason why he's stuck around as long as he has.
Logan Thomas catch bet for 2020.
You love catch bets more than anybody.
I do. All right, what's the line?
I would set it at 31.5.
Oh, I'd go over. If there are 16 games, I would need a caveat.
I was going to set the line at 20. So I don't know. My bar's pretty low.
I still like 32 catches. All right. That's two catches a game.
I'll take the under.
Sized for a dollar. Let's
do
this.
How many catches did Jeremy Sprinkle have you last year?
Well, I mean, Sprinkle's more of a blocking guy
anyway. He's a big blocking dummy.
I know, but he had to become kind of the receiving tight end because they didn't have Vernon Davis.
And they didn't
have Jordan Reed.
Hey, Hale Hentges was taking catches away from Jeremy Sprinkle. Let's all remember this.
Right.
32 catches, that's easy for Logan Thomas. That's going to happen.
Well, look, in the end, I think
if they get 32 catches from him, that bodes well.
It does bode well,
yes. That bodes well.
I think in the end, the success of this team, though, is where the Dwayne Haskins succeeds.
And we all do. He's the absolute key. But here's another. There's a lot of little subtle keys. If Geis stays healthy, what if God forbid, Geis is available for, say, 14 games?
Yeah.
That'd be a – dude, the guy's – there's no denying his talent and his impact on a game when he's in there. If Geis is healthy, that's a huge thing. Plus, I am big-time bullish on Gibson. Big time. I just get sized for the way that I think they're going to use him.
You think Gibson's going to be the guy. I saw Danny Ruye tweet out his hot take that he believes Bryce Love is the best running back in the group.
Well, he might be, but I don't envision him being healthy.
He was ridiculous a couple years ago in college.
But didn't he have like a second and third procedure or something? Like, I think there's been some complications. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. He passed his physical.
He did.
He's cleared for football work.
And the football physical.
Yes, the football physical, yeah.
They didn't make him do the football physical.
They're only making Alex do the football physical.
You can throw a spiral. Football physical passed. You're good.
By the way, Jeremy Sprinkle had 26 catches last year. For 241 yards.
If a stiff like Jeremy Sprinkle can get 26 catches, Logan Thomas is a lock.
I'm with you, Cakes.
To win that bet.
We got to theoretically put that one in the bet book.
Let's
when
do
I
it.
See that bet book again. Maybe
there'll be so many bets in the bet book.
So, is that 100%. Just a dollar bet, Cakes?
A dollar, yeah.
Hold on, what am I putting in?
I'm taking 31.5 is the number. I'm taking under 31.5 catches for Logan Thomas, the Redskins tight end. Cakes is going over because he always goes over.
I do
on catch bets. He did that for years with Josh Doctson.
I thought I'd learned my lesson. I've not learned my lesson on this. I just keep coming back for more punishment.
You probably did it back in the day with Rod Gardner. You probably did it with all of those guys.
No, I think I really started in earnest with Doctson.
All right, it's in.
That's when I really got horny for wide receiver total bets.
All right, is in the bet book. Remember, a little bit later, Alan May is going to join us. Caps analysts, they have their first exhibition game tonight. We'll talk to Alan May, Caps analyst for NBC Sports Washington, coming up at 9:20. Do want to let people know, GovSmart, they've been serving government for more than 10 years, designing the IT solutions that make environments more efficient, responsive, and secure. Top-level status with manufacturers allow GovSmart to maximize budgets. And GovSmart simplifies procurement with government-wide acquisition contracts, SBA hub zone status, and excellent past performance. GovSmart, intelligent IT solutions for government.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, a few weeks back, we talked about the mega deal that Joe Rogan signed. Is it with Spotify?
Yes, correct.
Joe Rogan, who has been podcasting for years now, has got arguably the most popular podcast out there. It's either number one or number two. He signed a $100 million deal with Spotify. He still does
so great.
The commentating for UFC. And a couple stories related to Joe Rogan.
Cakes, do you think our agents ever heard of Spotify?
That's a good question.
I swear to God, this is a true story. Just an anecdote. Before our last negotiation, I said to him, you have to reach out to Spotify and some other of these of that ilk. I don't want to say all of them.
And he said?
Well, one of them that is a massive company he had never heard of.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
That is not good.
And I love him. I actually really do like Ross. But, yeah.
He's older.
He's older. Just not up to date with some of the newer stuff.
He's an old school TV guy. That's what he is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we may need to get a new school podcast era guy.
Yeah.
By the way,
you're not kidding.
This is a tangent. Geez. I'll get back to the Joe Rogan the story, but the tangent is I just learned of this app or whatever in the last couple of days, but now I've seen two or three stories about it. Triller? What is Triller?
This is Triller.
It's a Money Michael Jackson song.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
I'm out. I'm out on Triller.
Yeah,
I have no file whatsoever.
Mike Tyson's fight is going to be available via Triller.
Is that like a Twitter alternative?
Sounds
like I said,
it.
I really don't know anything about it. I just heard about it in the last couple of days. So I think so. Here it says Triller is an entertainment platform built for creators. I think that Jake Paul is going to fight Nate Robinson on Triller as well.
Well, I'm not interested.
Well,
not
it's the same. Paul, it's, the same it's the same card.
Oh, it's the same card. Okay. It's an undercard.
Yeah. Triller. All right. Some people I saw yesterday were talking about Parler. Have you heard of that one? But not Parler with an O-R at the end with an E-R.
Is this the one for conservatives?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's for conservatives. I don't know what it is.
I think that's a political one that some of the, like the Ted Cruz's of the world got upset at Twitter, and they said that they were going to go to their own. They're going to basically create.
So it's a conservative Twitter?
Go to their own, yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Kind of like not interested.
You always hear about black Twitter. So now there's Parler.
Is there actually a black Twitter, though?
I don't think there is. They just say
that's just everybody that I follow.
Anyway, back to Joe Rogan. So he signs a $100 million deal with Spotify, and people, I think, more than ever are paying attention to what he says.
Yeah.
And he went on a rant about video games.
Right.
And look, a lot of people play video games that are older. The four of us, we really aren't those guys. I mean, I have. There was a little period of time where Cakes and I would play.
I was the king of Mike Tyson Punch-Out, I'm not going to lie.
You guys played – what were you guys playing? Were you playing Madden?
I played Mike Tyson Punch-Out.
I don't know. Cakes, were we playing Beast. Madden?
I want to say you were playing Madden.
It might have been like Joe Montana.
No, also hockey, like Sega hockey.
Oh, Sega hockey. Well,
Sega hockey.
That's going back to like the college.
I think we were playing Madden. I think that's where we left off. It's probably the first Madden ever.
Well, and then, when I left off, Splinter Cell.
Yeah, well, that's right. You were into that. Yes. Right?
I mean, I was a king of Splinter Cell.
Fisher, that was my guy.
Yeah.
Rogan made some news because he said video games are basically a waste of time and a drain on the brain.
Believe me, I had that conversation with my son about it. I said, you know Rogan, who you love.
It's 100% correct, by the way.
He said, I mean, video games are ruining our country. And, not because they're bad, per se. And it's like he said, because they're great. And all you do is just sit there, and 3 years later, you're good at a video game. Big deal.
Although you can make money doing it nowadays.
You can, that's true.
It's rare.
You can get on that Twitch, EB.
You're going to be a Twitch star.
Okay, but it's just like if your kid was pursuing sports, right, and had a dream of making money in sports.
My kid can use sports to go to college or something like that.
And I think esports is now available.
Please.
College scholarships.
Please.
Come on.
It's available.
All right. Do you think Dylan's going to go to school for esports?
No, he's not particularly great at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cop-out. I mean,
first off, it's a cop-out.
Rogan is speaking from experience. He said he was like an alcoholic with video games. He would play 12 hours a day. So it's not like he doesn't like video games. He loves them.
That's what I said.
He just knows how bad they
are. It's like poker. It's like online poker.
But too much of
anything. Which I'm desperate for. Please bring it back.
I'd love to bring it back, too. But when they took it away, it secretly saved my life.
Right.
All of a sudden, I remembered I had kids.
Well, you also made some serious money, too.
Yeah, but I was nickel and diming my way to it. It took a long
time. That's fine. You like getting that check. It took a while, but you like getting that check.
Where Rogan kind of goes wrong in his little rant there is he's basically saying, Well, you could better make better use of your time. You could be studying jiu-jitsu and open up a dojo someday. Right? And it's like,
priorities.
Well, like, if you're the 1% of people who can follow through and open up your own gym, then you are the 1% of people that might be able to be a professional video game player. Right. Like, the odds are just as likely.
So he wants you to open up your own, like, Cobra Kai. Instead of sit on your couch and play.
Well, he was put just it this way: if you open up your own gym, and
he was just pointing out do something physical. Sure. Instead of sitting
on that's
your
actually good for your health.
Yeah.
What are you gonna have? Silly healthy thumbs. In fact, you probably have banged up thumbs. You probably have carpal tunnel and all that.
No, you pummel people in thumb wars.
Yeah, because those are so prevalent.
I just think there's a growing number of gamers and streamers and commentators all on esports. So that is growing. I agree, overall, probably a waste of time because most people never will make it to that level. But the same thing can be said of sports. Most people don't make it to even high school sports.
Yes, but sports teaches you so many things.
You use sports as
it's all about teamwork.
Teamwork,
socializing,
winning and losing.
Can be said about esports too. Like I went to that Overwatch.
Oh my
thing.
Give me a break! You're an esports mark.
You're not even from this planet. If you think so?
No, it's a fact. Are you telling me there's not teamwork? That's a team. That
I'm not like that. Not like being on a team and going to war.
They're
on teams, and they got to work with each other.
Yeah, all video game teams.
You got to capture the flag.
Those are fake teams.
All the same things that you're talking about in terms of teamwork, working with others.
You're wrong. Get that. Incorrect.
It's not incorrect.
No way.
It's nothing like the physical part of being a team.
Correct. What I'm saying is, though, there's teamwork involved if you're part of a 10-person Overwatch team.
No, when you play sports, you're taking an instruction from an adult, an authority. You're respecting that. There's a zillion things that go
it's
into
a
the
brotherhood.
Competition of
you
sports.
You go to you get in fights with your guys.
What I'm saying is there are a lot.
It's amazing.
Of
yeah, you're not searching for the respawn area to kill whoever on Call of Duty.
I thought Drab would be pro video game. He's coming in on the other side.
No, I am pro video games, of course, but there's a limit.
He just likes sports.
Not
better.
Like being on a team,
right?
I mean. They're smoking a spliff trying to blow some guy away in a video game.
Right. I mean,
the same thing.
You're just natural. Like Vic, who works here at the station.
Right.
First of all, Vic plays a ton of video games. He sits in a room all day by himself playing video games. He has no other interest.
He doesn't know what being on a team is like.
Right. Is he married? I don't even know if he's married.
Yes, he is married.
I was calling him Horny Vic for a while because he was hitting skins like 3 times in a row. Then he got bitter at me. So I had to stop.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he didn't want to be known as Horny Vic because it was gaining steam.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? I like Vic. He's socially awkward.
So do I.
Because he plays video games all day long.
Right. Yeah, that's the price you pay for being a top player in the world.
He actually lashes out at people. He gets bitter and starts lashing out. Yeah. Then he gets really passive aggressive. Yeah. But I actually do like him.
I mean, Vic.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I do. I was really getting to like him, but I lost a little of my zeal for him when he started to button up, and he didn't want me to call him Horny Vic anymore. So I lost a little.
So he actually asked you, hey, Eric, stop calling me that, please.
Yeah.
He prefers Slick Vic.
Yeah.
Slick Vic.
Horny Vic sounds better.
Horny Vic was way better, and he had good stories, too.
But, I think Charlie Slows and Dave call him Slick Vic.
Oh, they do? Oh, yeah. I think he actually was worried that Charlie and Dave wouldn't take him seriously. If he was known as Horny Vic.
You think they were listening to the weekend shows?
Cakes.
What?
Cakes, you're preaching to the choir. I had this debate with him. What are you going to do? I thought it was a good bit. We were working it.
But anyway, the other Rogan bit is that he's moving to Texas. He says for a couple of reasons.
I don't blame him.
He's sick of traveling back and forth from the West Coast to the East Coast, and he figures being in the middle of the country won't be as bad. And
True. He's
just tired of being in L.A. because he says there's 20 million people.
Yeah.
He hasn't said where he's going to move in Texas, but clearly probably get, you know, some huge.
He'll go to Austin.
Like that.
He's probably going to buy a 5,000-acre ranch.
Right. Yeah, he's going to live right next to Chip and Joanna. Of course he is. Who wouldn't?
He's going to move to Waco, the last place on earth I move to is Waco, Texas.
My cousin lives in Plano. I don't think it's that far. Is Plano far from Waco, Cakes?
I'm sure I know.
Come on.
It's probably like
Plano. No, I did live in Texas for a summer.
Plano is outside of Dallas,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Outside of Dallas.
Yeah. And my cousin lives there.
He can move to Laurel, Mississippi and hang out with Aaron and Ben from hometown. I know Valdez knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, I get sites for that show.
I do, too. I actually like that
I like
better
most
than
the shows.
Cakes is the last adult trying to move to California. Everyone else trying to
I would
out.
Never move to California.
I love California. If no, I could afford it, I would go.
If I had FU money, I would have a house there, but I would never live there.
Yeah.
Well, Joe Rogan's
gonna move
got
in next
FU
to all
money.
The guys yeah. pooping on the street cakes. You're going to live right next to them?
No. Oh. I'm not going to live there. Oh. I'm going to live in a silly part of California. You think I'm going to move to California to live on Skid Row? Well, are you insane?
They're taking over San Francisco.
Sure seems like Dan Helly seems to like living out there.
He's got a nice spot.
Never been to San Francisco.
But let me say, where Dan lives, if it's anything like Santa Monica, they have the most aggressive homeless people I've ever seen.
They do.
They will arrest you.
They're also
Rockville
right on.
Rockville Pike is pretty aggressive.
Hey, I'm Malibu or bust. Malibu or bust, baby. That's it.
Malibu is sweet.
I'm
Hidden Hills.
Setting my standards.
Hidden Hills. Move up to Hidden Hills. If
no,
you had
I'm
FU
just going
to
be bust because I can't. There's no way I can afford. I couldn't even afford like a storage shed.
Look,
in
Helly
Malibu.
Spot is awesome. I love Helly Spot, but he's on top of another guy, and another guy's on top of him. I mean, they're just all.
You have
just,
a shared driveway.
You share a driveway, Rick.
I know.
That's why he's trying to move.
That's right.
He's
trying to get out.
That's right. That's why he's got a van meter.
Hey, can we get a moving update from Jay? I would love one.
Well, we got a break.
Has there been one?
There's no update.
There's your update.
Coming
up next, what is your lead on the entertainment page, Mr. Bickle?
I'll tell you when we come back.
We're so thoroughly prepared.
Hey, I'm doing a lot of juggling over here, brother, between commercial breaks. You have no
idea. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.